And hi, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to What the Fuck with Pat and Brian here on New Jersey Revolution Radio. We are really, really happy to be here, even though some of our material got stolen by Chris Christie bowing out of the chief of staff job because we were ready to kill that. But
don't worry. Newt Gingrich is on the short list now, so maybe we can talk about that at some point.
Ooh, are you serious?
Yes.
God, yeah. We can't even. Oh my God. There's still so much material out there for people that hate politics. We're just gonna have a great time for the foreseeable future. Before we get into it tonight, I want to thank Daryl Lamont Jenkins. He did a great fundraiser with us over the weekend, Socialist Party, and Pat Noble was there. Pat, hope you had a good time.
I had a great time. We had John Palmucci, our local chair in Central Jersey, on the live pre-show.
Yes.
So I thought all that went well. Got some good pictures. Tremendous documentary, which I believe you can buy online right now, if I'm not mistaken.
You can buy it. You can buy it, or what you can do right now, if you're listening to this, if you see this, if you hear this, you can make sure that you go to Facebook and you go to our New Jersey Revolution Radio page, and you like that page and keep an eye, because there's going to be a post coming up that if you share it, you'll be entered into a drawing to win a free, not just Blu-ray copy, but autographed Blu-ray copy, autographed by Daryl Lamont Jenkins himself, for you, for just sharing a Facebook post. Yeah. So please, like the page, and then please, we were on the Facebook page, and let's wrap up the Facebook page. Click on like that Facebook page. Yep. We've also got another event coming up shortly. I mean, January 11th, they'll be here before you know it.
Absolutely.
We will be in South Jersey. We will be at the Casciano Coffee Bar and Sweetery. That's at 212 Bellevue Avenue in Hammonton, New Jersey. Yep. Friday, January 11th, we're going to start the show about 7 p.m. So make sure you put that on your calendar, and we'll see you there.
Now, possibly followed by a reenactment of the Pine Barrens episode of The Sopranos. you never know in South Jersey, man.
I remember the scene. I forget what the Russian says just before they chase him into the woods unsuccessfully. But he shared that he's strong like a bear or something, and then he hits Chris in the face with a shovel. Yeah. And then I think they wind up eating mustard and relish.
Yeah, he was stuck in the burned out car or whatever it was.
Mix them together; it's really good. It's good.
So if anyone listening wants to come save us from the Pine Barrens on Saturday morning, that would be great.
Yes, I appreciate it, man. So Pat.
Brian.
What the fuck is going on in the world of politics in New Jersey? What's going on?
Well, there's not a lot that's going on in Trenton right now. We seem to have gone over our latest deadline for the marijuana bill. So that's been pushed into 2019, unknown time now. Sweeney was smart enough to finally say he doesn't know when it's going to pass. We've also pushed the $15 bill in 2019 because, again, they're not ready. Part of it, of course, is that Governor Murphy is soon leaving the state for a 2-week vacation in Tanzania to remind all of us what a rich motherfucker he is. at least Christie went to Disney World like a normal person.
Like a real New Jersey.
Jersey person going on vacation to Disney World.
That's the only time you're allowed to really leave New Jersey is when you go to
or New York City, which counts as North Jersey, but we won't get into that.
I really think we should be building some type of wall to keep people out of New York. I think it's a terrible influence on our culture.
Exactly.
And
that's a different what the fuck though.
Maybe.
So back on track, marijuana is thrown off into the who-knows future. $15 bill, which they actually just introduced, is also being kicked into 2019. I know you had a press release you put out about the bill a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
When it was first introduced by the Assembly Speaker.
Yes. So I wrote an opinion piece. I got a little bit of feedback on it. Some of it, most of it positive, actually. Mm-hmm. And I guess the point of it was more, you know, geared towards the organizers that are, mm-hmm. that are working right now. As most people know, I'm not as active with that as I have been in the past. Been more focused on, you know, this project here, New Jersey Revolution Radio. But of course, you know, I have a history. I was there since the beginning and, you know, I saw this thing develop and I saw how it kind of turned from a very small group of activists kind of poking at people from the outside into something that had gotten co-opted by liberals and the Democratic Party machine and really kind of turned into a bit of a mess. And I guess what I wanted to just say to the activists, and if they didn't read the article or if they glazed over it and they didn't like the way I wrote it, because I'm not a professional writer, you know, I did try to just get across that, you know, this thing should be about working class people. You know, that we should be organizing in communities at the grassroots level, not going right in to talk to city council people or going in to talk to assemblymen. These people are all just filling our heads full of shit the whole time. And, you know, we were drug into that. We were drug into that because of, you know, establishment contacts. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it seems to me that that's actually taken a little bit of root within organizations that were better resourced, quite frankly, and more capable of really, you know, putting organizers on the ground that you can, you know, do full-time organizing with. And I see that in organizations like Wind of the Spirit, organizations like Make the Road. And even though politically, yeah, they support Democrats and stuff, I'm not. And I know I hate on Democrats a lot, but I'm seeing the... you know, I'm seeing that grassroots strategy at least take hold a little bit. And, you know, it's nice to see. And I want to encourage that kind of activity mm-hmm. because Pat, you saw what a mess it was and being involved yeah. in liberal groups and it's just mucked it up.
Yeah. What really strikes me about this whole thing is that, I mean, as you and everyone listening probably remembers that, you know, we fought this fight a couple of years ago. And at the time, the Democrats' big obstacle was Chris Christie, basically yes. saying that he's going to veto everything. Sure. So we should wait for the next governor. Now we have the next governor. And not only are they continually kicking it down the road, but the bill that was introduced by Coughlin actually seems worse than the bill they were talking about a couple of years ago when they had Chris Christie around. I mean, under this bill, you know, normal workers in their mind won't hit 15 until 2024. And then the groups that they carve out won't hit it until 2029. So that's an 11-year phase-in.
It's insane.
Back then, we were never talking about an 11-year phase-in. They were talking about, you know, 5, 6, 7, but it was never 11 years.
It's an insane amount of time to phase this thing in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really don't know what they're thinking. But, you know, my reaction to it was, okay, I tell you what, then Coughlin and Sweeney and all these people should live on the minimum wage for the next 11 years.
I'll tell you what I think they're thinking. Yeah. Back then, they had even though it was a shit bill, it was better in comparison because they knew it wasn't going anywhere. And now they probably see the writing on the wall that they have to do something next year. So they're making it as watered down and as many carbs as humanly possible because they know they'll eventually have to pass something.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're, you know, well, if you remember the last time around, they wanted to carve out farm workers and then they backed yes. off on that. That carve out's back in.
Yeah.
Workers back in, seasonal workers back in, workers at companies with less than 10 employees back in. So all the carve outs they sort of were backing away from the last time around are back in completely.
There was
11-year phase in.
There was no mention of carve-outs when Chris Christie was in office until it came time
right.
to get it on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden there's carve-outs. Yeah. And, you know, our questions, and I had conversations with Steve mm-hmm. Sweeney's staff. I think I spoke to Steve once very briefly.
Right.
But, you know, I with his staff, all of a sudden it was like, yeah, we're just going to make a few tweaks. I'm like, what are you talking about a few tweaks? Put the shit in like you did before. Nah, we're going to mess with it now that it might be a reality. Mm-hmm. And it fell apart around that. So they tried to change the deal. Every time it could have been real, they changed it. It wasn't 15 anymore. It was some drawn out, carved up mess.
Yeah. Hey, on this plan though, Sweeney does call it a smart and progressive plan. That's a quote.
Jesus
Christ. Smart and progressive plan.
Eat me. That is the, you know what? If that isn't privilege speaking right there. And you know, and so as I just got done in my opening to this, praising the activist community for what I see as a more grassroots approach, especially these young people who are getting involved, actively trying to fight this youth carve out, I think it's great. And when I see it, it's, it brings a tear to my eye. That's the kind of stuff I love to see, right?
Right.
But that's what should be happening in the activist community. And I'd like to take the example of how the Phil Murphy administration has been, you know, reacting, which is to put small business owners up on stage. Dude, there's small business owners at press conferences now.
Yeah.
Look at what a great small business owner I am, because I want to phase in a $15 minimum wage over the next 4 years. No, dude, now. Like, you've been getting away with it for too long.
Well, the
why are they in the front of this thing? Come on, Governor Murphy.
I believe it was the Chamber of Commerce that actually looked at this bill and said they want the carve-outs to be indefinite, not 11 years, indefinite.
Insane.
Yeah.
Insane. But the approach, if you notice, the approach from the Democrats, once you get in that party, is the business approach. Eat both sides. Mm-hmm. Look at the people that are advocating. It's still the business community.
Yeah.
I got news for all these people. I don't give a shit about the business community anymore. The business community has not given a shit about workers for 40 years. Stop it. Stop telling me you small business. And I get into this in the article. Small business owners steal wages from people. Small business owners abuse migrant labor. And some, I assume, are good people.
Oh, I see what you did there. but I have to say, my favorite Sweeney quote on all of this. This past Tuesday, Sweeney, Coughlin, and Murphy all met together, had some sort of coming around, and they all walked out, so they had a good time. So this is what Sweeney said.
See, if they had gotten to work, they could have smoked a joint in that meeting and got something done.
Yeah, they could have.
They
didn't tell anyone, you know.
Maybe they did. Maybe they were sampling it, and they haven't gotten good shit.
Yeah, you never know. This is what Sweeney said about that meeting. I'm sure if we had met a month ago on the minimum wage, we'd probably have a minimum wage bill done by now.
What a dick.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Who knows?
Yeah.
You had a minimum
done
wage
by
bill.
Now?
Steve, don't you remember the minimum wage bill? You were going to put it on the ballot.
Could have had it done 3 years ago.
Yeah, Steve.
Yeah.
Could have had it done a
meeting with two other jerk-offs 1 month ago would have made a difference.
Come on. I mean, there's more. I don't think I don't know. He's not a national figure, right? We know this guy here in New Jersey, which is why he gets away with so much, right? Because he's not a national. He doesn't have that scrutiny.
No, because everything except for the word governor next to his name. So no one knows who the fuck he is outside of New Jersey.
You know, if he hears that, that's going to give him a heart attack. He's going to take an extra tubs if he hears that.
Oh, good.
But I'm hard pressed to think of a more disingenuous politician, and that's really saying something, man. Yeah. In the class of politicians, he's disingenuous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, geez, it's bad, and just more examples. Now these deadlines too, like nobody forced this on them.
No, and not only did they not force it on it, but if Steve Sweeney wants a bill to pass in the Senate, it's going to pass in the Senate. That's not a question.
Right.
So these self-imposed deadlines, they're blowing through for no reason other than they don't actually want to do it, which has always been the case with $15 and has always been the case with marijuana. They don't want to do it.
I think they may want to do it, but they're worried about who's going to get credit or who's going to win the little tug of war.
Mm-hmm.
Between these alpha males, these bourgeoisie.
Yeah.
I mean, and Steve Sweeney, well, we're not done beating up on you yet, Steve.
No.
Just hang on, because we got more also. Dumbass. You know, he's also attacking the NGEA again.
Yeah.
So I guess the governor vetoed a bill which the NGEA mm-hmm. You know, had asked him to veto. Mm-hmm. And, you know, look, NJA, I got problems with NJA. I got problems with Murphy, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he vetoed this bill at their behest mm-hmm. Because they said it was good, and he was siding with the union.
Of course, so, he did. The NJA is the only friend with teeth that Murphy still has in New Jersey.
It's true. You know, he knows, and they've also got muscle. Listen, that's still probably the most politically powerful organization in the state.
No, the NJA burned all of their bridges in Trenton when they did the clusterfuck running a Trump Republican against Steve Sweeney.
They burned all their bridges.
And since Murphy is like the kid at the lunch table who has no friends, now the NJA is coming in because they also have no friends at the moment. And they have this like bizarre marriage going on, which Murphy probably likes because Sweeney hates him. If someone was smart, they would make a daytime soap opera about what goes on in Trenton. Jesus Christ.
It is. It really is. But that's what I'm saying. Like, all these issues are just about who wins these little pissing contests. Mm-hmm. And with this one, Sweeney comes out in the media and he starts blaming the teachers' unions. He starts blaming me. He's a union guy. You want to shut up with the anti-union rhetoric? Mm-hmm. Quite honestly, Pat, that's like you coming out and saying that socialists are idiots.
Well, you know, that's another what the fuck. Let's not do that. No, but you're right.
You don't come out in public against unions. I'm sorry.
But it really boils down to is with Democrats like that, who the fuck needs Republicans?
Exactly. Seriously. Exactly. And unions will still back this guy because it's just the teachers' union. It's just the public sector unions. It's still working class people. If you are what you say you are, organizations of working class people, then you're supposed to stand together. Then you shouldn't be tolerating a jackass in the media badmouthing any union, especially a state senate president.
Going to roll with it because, one, he's a Democrat, and two, New Jersey's never going to elect a Republican state senate. So they're going to roll with it. They're going to make the deals and do what they have to do.
Until more Republicans like Chris Smith, not the Congressman Chris Smith, State Senator Chris Smith out of Atlantic County?
I think so.
State Assemblyman or Senator, whatever.
Okay.
Who marches with labor unions and he's a Republican. Yeah. And he gets union endorsements. And, you know, he's so... I disagree with him.
Chris Smith got that AFL-CIO endorsement because he's good on labor for a Republican. That was their defense.
Well, listen, the trades are as right-wing as they come, and we know it. They don't care about anything else but getting contracts because that's their job. That's what this... Yeah. You know, so, you know, they don't care about social issues. These aren't progressive organizations. You know, and you'll find that in South Jersey that, you know, you're going to see more and more Republicans probably getting labor because the Democrats are such ponderous jackasses. Mm-hmm. And they actually badmouth labor in public, and they're one of their lead spokesmen mm-hmm. is out there beating up unions in the press.
Yep.
And we tolerate this, and the steelworkers made him a vice president? Come on.
Why not? It buys influence, and that's all that matters in New Jersey.
It's so embarrassing. Oy vey. All right. Well, what else is going on? I beat up Steve Sweeney. Now I'm good. I'm done with Steve Sweeney.
We can stay on the Senate. It doesn't have to be Steve Sweeney. We can stay on the Senate.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, so we had another bill. I was talking to you before the show. So this was the last day in the legislative calendar for 2018. So they're pushing through dozens of bills. And one of them really caught my eye. This was a bill on horse racing in the state, which is a somewhat big industry.
Mm.
The Senate hasn't gone to the Assembly yet. That'll be next year on the governor's desk next year. But the state Senate passed a bill today for a $100 million subsidy over 5 years for horse racing purses. Now for people listening who aren't familiar with horse racing, the purse is the jackpot, or so to speak, for each horse race that goes to the winner or the owner of the winning horse. And since in New Jersey they feel that the horse industry is dying, they're pumping in $100 million over 5 years specifically to go into the purses that will go to these rich assholes that own horses. and are racing their horses throughout the state. $100 million. Now, just for the historical piece of it, we used to have this. It was $17 million a year, and it used to come from Atlantic City casinos. And then Chris Christie scrapped that when they were doing the takeover and everything like 7 or 8 years ago. So now the Democrats are bringing back, and not only is it even more money, but instead of the casinos, it's coming directly from the taxpayers.
How much do you think the average horse owner is worth?
I don't know the exact
number. How many horses?
If they own a horse and they're out racing the horse, it's fair to say they're probably wealthy as fuck.
Right. You're saying. You know? And there are lots. I mean, there's lots of horse owners. If you drive through parts of New Jersey, there is vast region of very what look to be wealthy people. I didn't audit the areas when I drove, but I'm just saying, looks like to me like these people have plenty of goddamn money.
Yeah.
And they like racing horses, right? So they like racing horses. All right, so I'm not going to get into the animal ethics issue. Let's talk about it. And
to their credit, the one part the Senate has right is that it is a considerable industry in New Jersey. There's tens of thousands of jobs. So that part is real.
Let me tell you, they create low wage paying jobs.
Right.
They don't treat their animals well.
Right.
But some of them, I assume, are good people.
Yes. You already used that joke. but
it's going to be a running
thing. Oh, okay. Got it. But you think about it, $100 million subsidy.
Yeah.
So we can't fund New Jersey Transit. Because I'm sure New Jersey Transit would love $100 million. We cannot fund New Jersey Transit. Phil Murphy, like a jackass, wants a $25 tax on marijuana. State coffers. Never going to work. We can't get serious about the minimum wage in this state.
Oh, no.
You know, that being said, if they were giving $100 million in subsidies for that, it'd be an entirely different conversation.
Right.
But we cannot fund any of these things that we actually do want to fund and actually have a legitimate purpose. But let's give $100 million to wealthy assholes who own horses. Nice. Now, just for clarification, which party controls the legislature in New Jersey again?
It starts with a D, and it's on Wikipedia
for the answer.
And so these are their priorities. So they've put on the back burner these big, important, more social issues like the $15 an hour minimum wage, like legalization of marijuana.
Yep.
All this stuff's on the back burner. But at the front of the burner, mm-hmm. wealthy horse races.
Yes.
And gerrymandering.
Yes.
I wish they had that one back.
You can't even call them incompetent. They're just—they're insane.
Here's again where I'm feeling good about New Jersey, and I joke about New Jersey.
I love New Jersey. I love my.
You gotta love it, and why I preach so much Jersey-centric stuff. And hey, listen, those fans out there that are listening from another state, maybe as an example, you can see that the great nation of New Jersey is leading the way. And actually, on an NPR report. They were saying that other states who were thinking about mm-hmm. pulling shady, gerrymandering type operations saw what happened in New Jersey and put the brakes.
But in fairness, New Jersey was going way overboard in what they were proposing.
Well, yes. Yes. And for those of you who have been dead for the last week.
Not only was it a plan to gerrymander the state so only Democrats get elected, but it was a power grab by Sweeney to take redistricting power for himself and take it away from the Democratic Party and Phil Murphy. So it wasn't even just stealing the power from my own party. It was stealing it away from people in my party that I don't like.
I think they get away.
That, my friend, is peak New Jerseyism.
That's true. And I think this is the kind of stuff that they're used to getting away with. We don't catch them every time, man. Yeah. We don't catch them every time, and they got caught. But they're not done doing shady things.
No.
And, this issue, I'll be honest with you, I was a little surprised. This was the issue that they stormed the castle over. Mm-hmm. But You know what? I'll take it. I'll take it as an interesting thing that New Jersey activism did. Be proud of it. And let's keep moving them because, I mean, it's a disaster.
Yeah.
Such a goddamn disaster. And there's more to come. So we're still going to have to fight together for better marijuana legislation in 2019. We're still for the what seems like 50 years of my life now fighting for a minimum wage that should be up to about $25 an hour by now. So I'm tired of 15. I don't even want to. I love my comrades. That's where I came from. I appreciate it. But you know what? Man, that's way past us now at this point.
No, but like I keep saying, in 2.5 years from now, when we see Steve Sweeney running against Phil Murphy for the Democratic nomination for governor, then we'll look back at all of this stuff and realize that's what we were building up to. two guys who don't get along, who are unhappy that the other person holds the office that they hold, and they're just going to duke it out for the next couple of years until we get to that point. That seems to be all we're in store for.
Yeah, it is. It is. But
the good news is it's going to give us a lot of material for a long
time. That's what I was about to say. Yeah. It may be all those things, but it will absolutely get us some more and better What the Fuck with Pat and Brian here on New Jersey Revolution Radio. Pat, that's all we have time for tonight.
Thank you.
You got anything going on into the holidays? We probably won't be back until after a little bit of a holiday break, I'm sure. But anything new with the Socialist Party or the world of Pat Noble?
Well, the broad question. So obviously we have the South Jersey show coming up on January 11th.
That is. That's going to be at the Casciano Coffee Bar and Sweetery at 7 p.m.
We have that coming up. The Socialist Party is going to have its state convention sometime in the new year, probably February or March. So keep an eye out for the details there. Maybe we'll see a little NJRR action.
Yes.
At the convention.
I'm sure we'll have a presence there, man. I'm looking forward. Yeah. All right. Cool, man.
Keep an eye out for that.
Absolutely. For those of you that tune in for What the Fuck with Pat and Brian, whatever you're celebrating, it doesn't matter to me. You celebrate it and enjoy it with the friends and family. Yeah. Also, check out the Facebook page. Remember, there's going to be a post coming up where if you share it, you could win free copies of Blu-ray copies of Alt-Right, Age of Rage, featuring Daryl Lamont Jenkins, and that copy will be autographed by the man himself. So stay tuned to our Facebook page, New Jersey Revolution Radio. You can also make a donation at www.njrevolutionradio.com. Thanks a lot for tuning in, and good night, everybody.
Good night. Have a happy Festivus.